Treasury Salute, featuring Jackson Beck, in a specially transcribed drama, The White Paper That Talks Out Loud. The Treasury Salute, the white paper that talks out loud.
You pick it up. It's a large sheet of white paper covered with words written in small type. Nothing very interesting about that. Nothing startling. And yet you might say the paper was alive, that were you to tear it, it would bleed. For that white paper is living stuff. And as you read it, it seems to talk out loud.
Medical report, Staff Sergeant Robert T. Adams, U.S. Army Air Force.
December 5th, 1944. Notation of admitting officer.
I interviewed the incoming patient at 1600. He has just returned from overseas. Flew 23 combat missions. Has suffered many lacerations about the head, neck, arms, legs. Appears fatigued. Reluctant to talk about his experiences.
Well, it's like I said. I served in the Southwest Pacific. We had it plenty rough sometimes. Especially on some of those B-25 missions.
Yes, Sergeant, I understand. But you've come to the right place. Here at the hospital, we aim to see that you get lots of rest. Tell me, Sergeant Adams, about your injuries. You received them during one of your missions, I understand.
Yeah.
You were hospitalized overseas as a result.
Yeah.
Well, I see you're navigating now fairly well. Of course, you need to rest up. How are you feeling these days since you got back to the States?
Okay. Say, isn't it about time for chow?
Why, yes. Hungry?
No, I'm not, but maybe I better be going along anyway.
December 19th, 1944. Opinion of consultant.
I examined the patient regarding an unexplained weight loss of 9 pounds in the past 2 weeks. The patient attributes this weight loss directly to loss of appetite. Upon arrival, weighed 138 pounds, now 129. I discussed patient's eating habits.
I don't know, Doctor. Just seems like I'm not hungry.
Well, you've been through a good bit, Sergeant. Sometimes an accident like yours sort of takes your appetite away.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see now. How were you injured, anyway?
It was on my 15th mission. We had a crack-up.
Yes. Go on.
Well, we were shot down. We were... I don't like to talk much about it.
I see. All right, son. Just take it easy and eat all the good food you can.
December 29th, 1944. Report of interview with Dr. Lawson.
Examined Staff Sergeant Robert T. Adams in an effort to determine cause for repeated and protracted weight loss and general feelings of fatigue. Found patient hesitated about relating his experiences in connection with his injuries. I understand you had quite a rough time of it, Sergeant.
Yeah, well, a lot of us did, Doctor.
Care to talk about it?
Well, there's not much to tell. It was October 6th, 43. My plane was shot down. We landed in the water.
Yes?
Well, we weren't picked up for quite a while. I got both legs banged up. That's about all there was to it.
I see. Eating any better these days?
Guess so. Little.
Well, Sergeant, now that your leg injury is pretty well healed up, wouldn't you like to get more exercise? You know, that might sort of perk up your appetite.
I suppose maybe it would.
All right. I'll speak to the man in charge.
January 3rd, 1945. Report of physical instructor.
Adams struck me as a very conscientious fellow and willing to please. He was agreeable to my suggestions about exercise, but not exactly enthusiastic. I'm sure if we could hit on some sport that appealed to him, it might cheer him up and help him get back to par. There's a handball court over there, Adams. Lots of the fellas here at the hospital get a kick out of it.
Sure, I'll play.
Well, you don't have to choose handball necessarily. Anything you like. We want the fellas to be happy here.
Sure, I know. I guess handball's all right.
January 20th, 1945. Notation of physical instructor.
Today, I see some progress made with Adams. He still is somewhat underweight, but I think he's picking up a bit. He's attended handball sessions regularly, even though he didn't seem to have much real interest in the game. But today in the gym, something new happened. Well, Sergeant Adams, spending a little time on our indoor diamond today, watching the game, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Kent. Sure is a great game. Baseball's sure okay.
You never mentioned that you liked it especially.
No? Oh, I used to be a pretty good third baseman back at school.
Well, we're going to choose upsides for a new game in a little while. How about it?
Well...
You know, we're mighty short of good infield men.
Yeah? Well, suppose I give it a try then. Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad to get back in the game. I think I'd like that.
February 5th, 1945. Notation of Dr. Lawson.
I interviewed Sergeant Adams once again. Some progress is being made. However, I believe the patient would gain greatly in ease and general comfort by talking about his combat experiences more fully and freely.
Well, Dr. Lawson, I don't see just why you're so interested. Why do you have to know all the details? My CO turned in an operational report. That ought to be enough.
Well, Sergeant, I don't think you quite get the point. I'm not asking for information. I just think you'd feel a bit more comfortable if you didn't try so hard to put that memory out of your mind.
Am I doing that?
Well, it seems that way to me. You told me yourself that you had difficulty in getting to sleep.
Yeah. Well...
Of course, I'm not insisting. Perhaps a little later on you'll feel more like talking about it.
February 17th, 1945. Report of Dr. Lawson.
Today, Staff Sergeant Adams talked.
Okay, Doctor. I guess you were right. I thought I had told you about my accident.
Sure, you told me some things, but not a really full and vivid account. But weren't you going to say something just then?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I can see just the way the water looked as we glided along. You see, there was a naval action going on. The ships were circling and wheeling, trying to get out of range of the bombers like us overhead.
Yes?
Gee, it seems like it was yesterday. Seems like I can hear the sound of those AK-AK guns shooting at us. When they winged us, it felt like the ship had hit an updraft. And we started falling. I don't know just when we hit the water. I must have been thrown free of the wreckage. Next thing I know, I'm trying to stay afloat. Water is tossing and splashing in my face. I'm afraid I'm going to drown. My legs feel like they have weights on. I put my hand down and touch my leg, and it's covered with blood. I see there's a fellow swimming along beside me. And now I remember how it was. I remember just what happened. I remember.
Come on, Adam. Don't give up the ship.
Can't move my legs.
So you can't. You got your life jacket on. You're okay. They'll pick us up. They're bound to.
It's so dark. Has the sun gone down, Harry? Why is it so dark?
Because it's nighttime, stupid. But that's good. Because them Jap Zeros can't find us and strafe us.
Oh. Hey, but neither can our men find us.
Sure they will. Just take my word for it.
remember. I remember they picked us up like Heffernan said they would. A couple of ABs on a rubber raft. They got us aboard all right, but then we had more trouble. I can see it so clear, just how it happened.
What's that bumping and scraping? We ought to be in deep water here.
We are.
This raft is jiggling. What is that?
Look in the water there. Huh? See that gray, slimy...
Holy smoke! Sharks!
Adams. Adams, how's it going, kid?
His leg. His leg.
I know. Let's keep a stiff upper lip. We got searching parties out. We must have them out. Don't worry, kid. Let me do the worry. They'll pick us up. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, Dr. Lawson, he was right. They did pick us up. They picked us up and we got that plasma okay. Pretty soon I was in a jungle hospital, able to lie back easy without any sharks, tossing sea, or anything like that. Well, that's how it was. I guess I've been rambling on here. I feel sort of tired now, but I don't know, easier.
That's fine, son. I think you'll be glad you told me these things.
March 20th, 1945. Report of Dr. Lawson concerning Staff Sergeant Adams.
Patient is progressing nicely. Appetite is greatly improved. And he's making plans and looking forward to a life beyond the confines of this hospital. Seeing progress made, as in his case, makes my work with this unit seem eminently worthwhile.
Patient discharged.
Eminently worthwhile. Yes, I think that is certainly true. You realize that when you think it over carefully. When you look at a medical report and see it for what it really is. A living document. A bit of humanity. Flesh and blood.
We Americans are people with common sense. During the war, we bought government bonds because we knew that Uncle Sam needed the money to win. Well, we won all right, and now the war is over. We Americans are going to keep right on investing in United States savings bonds now for another reason. Every day that passes means that each of us is a day older. We only have to look around us to see older men and women who wish their mightiest that they had saved their money when they had the chance. The time is coming when you're not going to be able to work. So start putting something by for that old age of yours. So buy all the United States savings bonds you can afford. You'll never be sorry you did. The United States Treasury thanks Jackson Beck, Roger DeCoven, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Richard Dana and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Wano. This is Bert Park speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.